Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
What if I told you that Punxsutawney Phil is a bunch of fucking lying shit? He is a swindler. He convinces you of one thing, all because that little tiny thing sees a shadow or doesn't see a shadow. And he's like, hey, listen, I got some great news for you. You're not going to believe this. Matt, you're not going to believe this. I would like to offer you an early spring and nice weather. Would you like that?
I mean, anyone would like that, yes.
Great. Shake on it.
All right, shake.
I had my paws crossed. Go fuck yourself. It's going to snow and knock power out. There's an earthquake in New Jersey. Fuck you. That's what I think about your
There's joy. An eclipse on Monday.
I think that about your joy and happiness. Go fuck yourself, huh? All right, I'm good. I swear I'm good.
That's fair.
I hate groundhogs. I hate gophers. What are they? Groundhogs.
I don't know anymore.
Bill Murray's cool, but groundhogs are stupid. I don't know anymore.
Earthquake, right? And then right. Eclipse.
Did you feel it, by the way? No, neither did I. No. And there's a bunch of, to be fair, the line, just for anybody that's trying to figure this out, right? The line, according to the map that I saw, was like Oneonta was like the last, like the outer ridges of shakes, right?
Okay. So by the time it got to them, it was probably like a one or
right.
Something.
But I got people at work going,
oh, did you feel that?
Bro, did you feel that? You feel that? And I'm like, part of me just wants to go, how much do you want to be involved in anything? Literally anything. Like, there's no, I didn't feel a fucking thing. Someone, now, I felt earthquakes here.
Someone was like, oh, what about that earthquake? And I thought they were talking about the earthquake in Taiwan.
Right, which is way worse. Do you see the building sideways on, like, the corner street?
Yeah. I saw the video of the dude who was clearly on the top of a building, like a multi-story building, like probably like 14, 15 stories or something, in a pool.
Oh, yeah. I saw
and
that
it was just day. Like, you
it
know.
Just, the water's just kind of sloshing. I was like, that probably, it, like, obviously it's nightmarish, right? Because you're at the top of a building. But also, you're just in a pool of water moving around. That's got to feel like the least threatening.
Yeah.
Until you context it with, I am 300 feet in the air.
Yeah. At that point, though, you're not going to do anything about it.
You're along for the ride.
Yeah. No, I didn't feel it. And I didn't, it took me a little bit to realize that people were talking about, like, that there was an earthquake in New Jersey.
Yeah, like, nobody brought it up. I walked in and I saw that on the TV and I was like, earthquake in Jersey, huh? Yeah, whatever. And then I saw a tweet that I think I maybe either retweeted or liked, or I think I shared it, not with you guys. But it was like sports teams and whoever not acknowledging New Jersey, because the headline from AP was written as 50 miles east of Pennsylvania and 50 miles west of New York City. And it's like, there's one spot that is called New Jersey.
Yeah, I kept seeing it referenced as New York City.
Yeah. Well, because Jersey doesn't matter.
Yeah, I know. Then I was like, oh, it was actually New Jersey. I'm like, I kind of feel bad for New Jersey.
Oh, yeah. Just absolutely shit on the all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. We don't get to have,
even though sports teams play there, guess what? They don't get to have sports teams.
Yeah. Yeah, all the New York sports teams, well, almost all of them.
Yeah, the majority.
Play in New Jersey. Fucking terrible.
Fuck you, Jersey.
Terrible. Useless.
I preferred old Jersey.
The
one they called Joy-Z.
Joy-Z. In case you forgot, this is the Gamers 2 podcast. In case you forgot or you're lost.
I wonder how you clicked on this.
This is the Gamers 2 podcast. Your weekly roundup of news and commentary related to the video game industry and anything else that might pique our interest.
I know it's usually dark in here.
Yes.
It feels darker.
It does. I think...
Am I crazy?
No.
Don't answer that.
Okay, I mean, yes and no. You're okay. Generally crazy. In this specific scenario, you are not.
I appreciate the explanation.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just feels like that light's not as bright as it used to be. Which is weird because it's an LED bulb.
Yeah. Maybe it's not.
Strange happenings. Anyway, let's just, hey, you want to talk about new releases?
Why not?
Okay.
In case
we just
you
did.
Know, you want to. We just you, did. In case you have power and you want to play video games.
Yeah, well, we just did.
Oh.
That's how many there are.
Wow. 2 weeks in a row, huh?
Yeah, yeah. It's not until like the 16th that we really have something to talk about.
Interesting.
So.
It's like that for the news, too, kind of.
So, let me get right into it. We'll get some headlines here. As per tradition at this point, let's cover layoffs.
Ooh.
Relic Entertainment has announced redundancies following its sale from Sega last week. In a statement shared on LinkedIn, the studio didn't specify the amount of employees who were let go. However, external development producer Robin Smale said 41 people were affected by the decision. Having parted ways with Sega, Relic will transition to become an independent studio with an external investor. Over under on that, an external investor being Sega.
I don't know. In this case, I'm going to guess it's like a Middle Eastern company or something.
A little bit of PIF, maybe.
Yeah.
PIF? I don't remember now. Gearbox Entertainment has announced an unspecified number of redundancies following its sale from Embracer last week. As reported by Eurogamer, the studio said the layoffs weren't linked to the development of future titles, such as Borderlands 4. Former PR manager Jennifer Locke shared on social media that one of the countless others... Oh, shared that she was one of the countless others affected by the decision. I'm just like finishing thoughts in my head into sentences, and it's like really not good.
Yeah,
reading
this is like your tired.
Yeah,
mode.
But I'm not in that like overtired state where I'm like so hyper focused on completing things.
You're in like your exhausted
right
mode.
Right.
I think.
Yeah, and two days of like no sleep will do that too.
Yeah.
Ubisoft has announced another round of layoffs. It's a wonder they're still a company, with 45 staff affected across its global publishing and Asia-Pacific teams. As reported by GameSpot, the games firm said this was part of efforts to, quote, streamline operations, end quote, across the company. You should streamline figuring out how to make a good game.
Yeah.
And you might need to hire another 5,000 people to figure that out, because I don't think the ones you have there can fucking do it.
Yeah, at this point. We'll see, though.
Fuck you.
We'll talk about them a little bit later.
We're going to talk about them again?
Yeah.
Is it about Assassin's Creed?
No.
Oh, thank God. I'm kind of over that by now. Like layoffs and Assassin's Creed, bane of my existence at this point.
Although, it's tangentially related God to Assassin's Creed. But
you're going
to
be like, well, there's a Templar game called Abstergo. And I'm like, I'm going to lose my mind.
It's more of like a... we found out when we're going to hear about more Assassin's Creed games.
Oh, yeah. Good news. There's a VR game now.
Oh,
did you want a mobile Assassin's Creed game? We did that in Brotherhood. Do you want it back?
A mobile Assassin's Creed game that's VR
when they did the
with
ship,
microtransit.
Remember they did the ship thing in Brotherhood? Like you sent people out on missions?
Yeah.
Yeah. The fuck was that about? Then they're like, you're not allowed to have money anymore after Brotherhood and Assassin's Creed 2, where you could have all the money and buy everything you needed to.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, you're just not allowed to have any money anymore. And I went, cool, I'm never talking to a vendor. They're useless. I'll go kill whoever I need to get what I need.
Yep. Then there was Black Flag.
Tale as old as time. Well, don't get me started on Black Flag. Black Flag, money was useless. Who cared? The entire problem with Black Flag is that I had to fucking sail a ship and actively participate in combat that was not that fun. I didn't mind the attacking like island bases.
Mm-hmm.
It was like randomly coming across Man of Wars, and I'm like, oh, what are we doing here, man?
And then there was the, like, bosses, the ship bosses that you could fight to, the elites.
True, yeah.
They were all bitches. There was one that was two. It was, like, a pair of ships. I was like, how's this fair?
Yeah, why are you sailing together? We haven't developed that yet.
Yeah.
Nobody sails in pairs. You sail in threes, if anything.
All right, number two.
Fucking such a tangent.
The U.S. Federal Trade Commission has denied an attempt to add facial age estimation technology to the list of acceptable forms of obtaining parental consent for collecting kids' information under the Children's Online Privacy Protection Act.
COPPA.
COPPA. The application was jointly filed last year by the Entertainment Software Rating Board, Super Awesome, which runs the free parental consent management platform, Kids Web Services, as well as kid-focused advertising and influencer marketing businesses.
I, like, can't with this.
I know.
I'm, like, already, I know what the story is, and I'm fucking so annoyed that there's all these acronyms in the departments that are, like, kid influencer marketing businesses plans and legal teams with blah, blah. I'm, like,
what
are we doing?
I'm honestly shocked that the FTC denied this just because, you know, like...
True. Normally, they're nightmarish, but also, this proposed technology was so fucking terrible and creepy.
It really was.
That I was, like, okay, I'm at least happy somebody had common sense for 5 minutes.
Yeah. And in that pair with filing the thing was Yodi, a developer of the technology in question. The FTC received 354 comments on the issue.
That seems low.
It does, but like no one ever comments.
I'm sure not many people knew technically.
Yeah. Those that opposed voice concerns around privacy protections, deepfakes, and whether the technology involved actually worked. Well, those in favor said it was similar to the existing available methods of verifying parental consent and believed the proposed technology had sufficient privacy safeguards.
What fucking current thing are they saying that's similar to?
I have no idea. Oh,
unlocking a phone?
You have to like send the first off. I don't know who the fuck's using this software. This like parental consent shit. Because you have to like send in like a photocopy of your driver's license and all.
Sure, yeah. There's like things like when I've had to do that for, I can't remember if it was my Blizzard account or something.
Mm-hmm.
But like that's a lot different than scanning my face.
Yeah. Mm. Well, that was the thing. People who were for it said that, oh, it's just like this. I'm like, nah, bro.
That's not how that works.
Yeah. Ultimately, the commissioners voted 4-0. To deny the application. So
unanimous.
Yeah, that's wild. But did not rule on the merits of the proposal so that it may be refiled in the future.
All right, whatever.
Yeah.
It'll be how many times do we have to teach you this lesson, old man?
Yeah. Yeah. No, this is the you didn't pay us enough money to vote yes.
True. Where's our cut every time you steal somebody's data?
Yeah, exactly.
That we can use in Apple's weird VR people thing.
We want to scan every person's face so that the government can then track you.
The birds to track you.
Track you with the drones.
No, it's birds, man. Birds on top of the stoplights.
The vultures. The vultures.
I don't think there's that many vultures around people.
That's true, unless they're dead.
The people?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know, vultures.
Scavenger birds. I don't really think there's dead vultures around that many people, but anyway, number three, because I think I said enough on that one.
Yeah, that's not really like a discussion one.
I don't think many of these are. Number three, Frontier Facts. Development sold the publishing rights of Roller Coaster Tycoon 3 to Atari. What year is it?
I don't know anymore.
The total sale price of the licensing rights was agreed upon at $7 million. $4 million of that will be cash up front, and the remaining $3 million is a deferred cash consideration. Fucking Otani out here. With the reclaimed publishing rights, Atari is now the sole publisher of all major games in the Roller Coaster Tycoon series.
Roller Toaster sounds
Roller like Toasters. Yeah. I'm snagging all those bagels coming out of those. Roller Coaster Tycoon 3 was launched back in 2004. It is as old as World of Warcraft, just for anybody trying to figure that out. That'd be 20 years. Also developed by Frontier and in collaboration with Chris Sawyer, creator of the game's franchise. It's such a weird publishing deal.
It is.
I get it if they're just like, yeah, we want to pull it all back in house and like have, we wanted to own all of them and that was the one we were missing type of thing. It's like completing a collection.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's like, why now?
I don't know.
Was $7 million finally cheap enough? Or like, you know, if we had done this right before the pandemic, $10 million, too much.
Did they get a killer idea for Roller Coaster Tycoon?
No, because they've done... Oh, what was it? It was like... I mean, there was Planet Coaster, different company. But then they've done another Roller Coaster Tycoon, not like horribly recently, but far enough away, where they tried to like do a semi-modern one, and I think it just flopped. I don't think that works anymore. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There is a mobile Roller Coaster Tycoon.
Yeah, that's what
And that's weird.
Yeah.
It's not really the same game.
Yeah, I kind of went through that thought process in my head where I was like, Roller Coaster Tycoon doesn't really work anymore. I could see a mobile version, I guess.
I could see 1 and 2 still working. Like, literally, I think 1, 2, and 3 all kind of have their own novelty. Mm-hmm. I just don't think you doing, and maybe they remastered 1, I don't remember now. I just don't think you saying, and we are making Roller Coaster Tycoon 4, like, gets anybody hype.
Yeah. I agree with that sentiment.
I think they were just like, we have remastered and up-rezzed and we will always have Roller Coaster 1 and 2 and whatever available.
Yeah.
Then that's like a good move.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know how you could innovate it unless you do like a, you try to feed into more into the simulator side of it or something. I don't even know.
Either the sim side or, because I mean, like the other joke, right, would be to get partnerships and you do like a Disney thing, you do whatever. But guess who has video games that do fucking theme park walkthroughs? Disney. So you're not doing that? So I don't know what their point would be. Zoo Tycoon does zoo things well. Planet Zoo was the answer to Zoo Tycoon. Planet Coaster was the answer to Roller Coaster Tycoon. So it's like, I just don't know what the point is.
Yeah, that's fair. All right, number 4. Voldex, a user-generated content game studio. That's something right there, has acquired the Roblox title Ultimate Football. The acquisition figure was not provided, but is described as a multi-million dollar deal. Ultimate Football joins Voldex's Roblox catalog, which includes Driving Empire, Zoe Samurai, and Base Battles. In the last 6 months, the sports title reached more than 150 million visits on the Roblox platform. Additionally, the core Ultimate Football development team will join Voldex. I cannot fathom. I don't know either. I assume
it's basically like Fortnite creative mode, but Roblox. And
that. Yeah. I can't fathom the amount of traffic that Roblox gets.
I don't understand why it's popular.
I don't either. I don't.
And it's mainly because it showed up at the end of our.
Yeah, we're just not
that age, right? Like the same thing with like Club Penguin. I don't think I was ever a Club Penguin person. Were you?
No.
No. So there's just not. I just don't get it.
I don't either.
And maybe I'm wrong for that.
I don't know if you're wrong. I think it's just not. We're just out of. We're out of the loop on that because it came after us.
That's true. That's true.
Just came after us. I don't. I'll never.
Yeah, when somebody's like, it's the same thing with all internet, right? But they're like, oh yeah, Roblox, yada yada. And I'm like, I have no idea what you're talking about. Or they reference some other YouTube thing, and I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I'm so out of the loop on so much stuff now. It's kind of wild. Like, I don't pay attention to fucking anything anymore.
The fact that I'm in the loop on like as many things as I am, and that's not many, but like, I would expect myself to be more like where you are. And there's still like, you know, I'm on Twitter enough and I'm on getting sent things by people and whatever. But there's still just like somebody makes a joke and I'm like, I have no idea what the fuck you're talking about. It's not in my sphere. I have no idea what's going on.
That happens to me more often than not nowadays. And people have to explain things to me. I'm like, oh, okay, thanks.
Yeah. Or like I felt so old. I saw somebody use a term and I did the walk of shame. I went to Google. I went, what does this mean?
All the time, bro.
I was like, what the fuck are the kids saying now? What the hell was it? It was that somebody was a sink. It was this woman that said she learned that she is a sink. All capitals.
Don't know what that means.
I believe it is single, independent, no kids.
Okay.
And they're like, yeah, I'm a sink. And I'm like, you don't have to. You that just means you don't have like somebody like. Are you saying you don't want kids? Or are you saying that you just don't have any kids?
Yeah,
like you can be single and independent. That's fine. Why would you put? Why is there an acronym for that?
I don't
understand. Whatever.
I remember we had to have like months and months ago. It was probably last year at this point when Riz was making the rounds in the beginning. We had to have
yeah.
We had to have someone explain to us what Riz meant. Yeah. It's like, I'm fucking old, bro. Like,
that's true. I mean, there was a time, God, was this 2 years ago, 3 years ago now? No, it might have been before COVID. And I love my boss. She's an amazing woman. I'm so happy that I have her as my boss. She was trying to ask me about emojis. And I'm like, I'm not explaining what these mean. Like, I'm just not doing it.
And was it like the eggplant ones and
shit? Oh, eggplant, the tears, peach, you know, all these things. And I'm like, I'm not explaining this to you. You're smart enough. You can figure it out.
Uh-huh.
And like, we're sitting there and she texts her husband and she's like, I'm going to send him this, this, this. And I'm like, you can do whatever you want. Partially, I don't want to know, but also like, you know, she's like, what does this one mean? Like, you know, I see, you know, oh, the kid lingo is like this. And I'm like, what do you think that means? We can think about it. What do you think that means? You're so innocent. Don't be innocent. What do you think that means? And she's like, oh. And I'm like, yeah. Yeah. And so then she's like playing this game, like, I'm going to send something to my husband. And I'm like, you're insane. And then he's just, I'm sure, receiving them going like, what are you talking about? And she's cackling now, just giddy with laughter as she's doing this. And her and I are not the only people in our office. There are other people around being like, I'm not saying shit.
Like, I'm not getting involved with this.
It was insane. Anyway, number five. Monolith Productions, the team behind Middle-Earth, Shadow of Mordor, and Shadow of War, had a Batman game in production that was ultimately canceled by publisher Warner Bros. Interactive. And in case you're curious about the history of Warner Bros., they hate leaks. And I got bad news. They got a fuck ton of leaks. That canceled game, which was codenamed Project Apollo, as reported by Spidey Ranger on Twitter, was an open-world game where players could traverse Gotham City by either gliding using the grappling hook seen in the Arkham series, or by the Batmobile from Arkham Knight. The game, well, I guess that was the Bat Tank or whatever. The game also featured some investigative elements, multiple gadgets, stealth sequences, and a combat system inspired by the Arkham series. So in case you're basically curious, they were making an Arkham game. But, interestingly, the Nemesis system, made popular by the Monolith-developed games set in the Lord of the Rings universe, was actually going to debut in Project Apollo, Warner Brothers Interactive. In Project Apollo. Funny thing also about the Nemesis system, they have it copyrighted, so no other game can use it.
Yeah.
Horseshit.
Yep.
Not horseshit. I guess that's technically a little bit too harsh. I get why you do it, but man, it's such a good system. Mm-hmm. I wish it was used more. Anyway, the Warner Brothers Interactive felt that having two franchises starring The Dark Knight wasn't a good idea. What's your other one? So Project Apollo was scrapped, and its best ideas implemented in Middle-Earth Shadow of Mordor, the first one. So the funny thing is they say, I don't really think you should have two. That's interesting, because you had Arkham, Asylum, City, Origins, Knight, 3DS Blackgate. Like, there's all these other like weird things.
Yeah.
Like, why not just call it an Arkham game, and nobody's going to bat an eye. I'm going to start sounding like the Joker, because I'm chasing cars. I wouldn't know what to do when I call one. I don't know why the laugh was at the end there.
I mean, can you imagine a Batman game with a Nemesis system, though? It'd That'd be pretty fucking
awesome.
Cool.
Oh, I defeated Freeze, but Freeze is back, and he's stronger. Like, that actually means I have constantly something to do in this game.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Nemesis system to the point where, like, I murder a henchman. Batman doesn't murder, I understand, but, like, come on, the Arkham game?
No, they're just sleeping.
They go to a special farm. They romp and they play. There's a hammock made of leaves. That's such a good video. What happens when those metal stabby things make contact with a flesh neck? They go to sleep. And then they wake up, like I do every morning, probably with a boner. I call it the bat signal. It's like such a ridiculous skit. I love it so much.
It's good.
All the Batmans.
Quality stuff.
What am I? Helicopter. No! The entire fucking Riddler one. Come out of the end of a gun. a small boy's Sunday trousers.
Where would you even get that from?
Swear to me.
All right, I'm good. I'm done with Batman quotes.
So good.
But either way, it would be so cool. You're like, yeah, you murder a henchman, right?
Yeah.
And then they come back. And you like kind of, you beat people up above him. Then now he's like this crime lord on the level of Penguin and whatever. And yeah. It's like this whole thing. It'd be, oh, God, it'd be so cool.
Yeah, it'd be awesome. It'd be dope. I feel like...
You purposely keep Joker as like a peon.
I don't understand why they don't... Why, like, we should be sick of the Nemesis system at this point.
Right, because it should everything.
Yeah, they should have beat it like a dead fucking horse. Like,
yeah. Nemesis system in Elden Ring.
Yeah. I don't know. Anything.
I mean, that would just be, like, awesome.
That would be... I don't even know how that... Like, that... That'd be too much for people to handle.
Nemesis system in Minecraft.
Great.
Think about it. This spider is the Lord of the Enderman. No one understands how he got there. That villager, king of the skeletons.
Yeah. That fucking one-legged creeper been trying to kill me for years.
Yeah. Never gonna gain his leg back. I cut that off. You want to know how I got these scars? I can't do bad. Once I get stuck in Batman, I just don't want to leave. It's so much fun.
All right, number
My father was a drinker and a fiend. One night he goes off crazier than usual. Like, that fucking movie on, please, for the love of God, move beyond. I'm not doing that entire speech that he does in the fucking penthouse.
Number six, Ryuga Gotoku Studio.
You know what? Close enough. Nailed it. I always just go with RGG at this point.
Yeah.
Or RGG.
Yeah, that's what I'm going
to Double good er.
I felt obligated to try to say it.
It's Tigger.
I felt obligated to try it once, and it's just going to be RGG.
Give it to me one more time.
Ryuga Gotoku.
I like that you stumbled so hard through the first two and then nailed the third one.
I don't know.
Come on. Ryu?
Ryu?
Yeah, like the Street Fighter character.
All right.
Ga. Gotoku.
Gotoku.
Now, racistly. Really put some effort into it.
RGG announced auditions for the next Like a Dragon game during their latest video update. We don't know the title of the next Like a Dragon yet, but series director, Masayoshi Yokohama.
Nope. You got the first name. You Yokoyama. You auto read the second name.
Yeah.
You were thinking about that Gundam.
Masayoshi Yokohama. Yokoyama. did provide some clarification saying Like a Dragon, Kiwami 3, a remake of the third entry in the series, isn't the next thing on the docket. In recent years, the core entries in the series have become turn-based RPGs, although RGG Studio hasn't given up on action-based titles either. Typically, they intersperse the RPGs with more traditional beat-em-up fare like the Judgment games and 2023's Like a Dragon Gaiden, the man who raised his name. So the next installment is likely to be a Gaiden-style game.
Interesting you said Gaiden.
Gaiden, Gaiden.
I said Gaiden.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know.
Anyway.
The problem is
They can wait, though. Yeah. I'll tell you that right now. I haven't finished the current one I have. They need to wait for a bit.
They bang them out. It's kind of ridiculous.
I know.
They need to fucking relax.
Bro, chill. Chill. Let me finish a game.
Yeah.
It's not my fault that you make a 130-hour game. I need a minute.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
There's like, now we're immediately starting this one. It's going to be done in a year and a half.
Kiwami 3 would be interesting, though. That'd be kind of nice to refresh another one, because Kiwami 1 and 2 are very good.
Yeah.
Modern graphics and yada, yada, yada.
Mm-hmm.
Popular mobile game Star Wars Galaxy of Heroes is coming to PC later this year. And I know Matt is pumped. EA originally released the game in November of 2015, and it has continued to enjoy a following in the 8.5 years since. While players have used various methods like Android emulation to play the game on PC, EA is now giving the game an official PC port. As reported by Game Informer, the PC version of Galaxy Heroes will feature options for higher resolutions, will support anti-aliasing, and will double the frame rate to 60 FPS. Because that is what everybody that plays that game has been wanting. Mobile players will be able to carry over their progress by linking their mobile account to their EA account, and the game will have cross-functionality, meaning they will be able to regularly jump between mobile and PC. According to EA, all future updates to the mobile game will be released simultaneously on the PC version. I see that as an entirely good thing. I don't know that there's an issue.
Yeah, no, it's good. It's all good. I have noticed a trend, though, and I think it's a conspiracy.
Ooh, tinfoil hat time.
To where I've noticed there's been a focus on 60 FPS being the standard.
Listen. I don't want to get into this because it's one of the few always true arguments online. People say 60 is better. And then you got all the console people being like, 30 is just fine. And you're like, you're stupid.
No, I think there's a conspiracy, and I'm going to assume it's funded by NVIDIA.
Ooh, interesting.
Because they want to charge you more money for their half-baked graphics cards.
They have a plan to charge you per frame.
Yes.
Confirmed.
And I feel like there's a conspiracy to try to say, oh, 60 frames per second is good.
I think it is good, frankly, but that's... I know
good compared to console.
Right, which
I'm saying in PC. Where they're saying 60 frames per second is the standard for PC, and I'm like, no, sir.
No, it's higher.
It is not.
120.
Yes. I've seen a lot of references to PC games, and them running at 60 frames per second is like a feature.
Yeah, no. I think for that to be a feature, it's a lot of ports usually.
Yeah.
And really what the issue is that consoles that are more than capable of running at 60 frames
mm-hmm.
need to do it.
Yes.
This whole, yes. I chose performance mode so I could have 4K 30. I'm like, yeah. No, the console is capable of running 4K 60. Fucking do it.
Yeah, I don't. Good.
And don't sell me, don't give me this bullshit of like, well, don't worry, there's going to be a pro in about 5 years and you can buy that and that will do 4K 60 when that should be able to do 4K 120.
Yeah. That's the, I don't think, I didn't put it in here, but that was one of the things this week was Senua Saga Hellblade 2. 30 frames per second.
Oh my God. How many times do I have to teach you this lesson, old man? Fucking Starfield was the same problem, and everybody went, what do you mean it's 30 locked?
Yeah.
They're like, trust me, it makes sense. And it was like, no, it doesn't. The reason it makes sense is because your engine's a piece of shit and processes things at frame rates. That's why, you oil tycoon.
I don't know.
I don't know if that's still true, by the way. I knew that that was true eventually. Or back
yeah, then. Yeah, yeah. I don't know about. I don't know.
I don't know about lipstick pigged Creation Engine 2.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
It only does it on half of the frames now.
At this point, I don't know enough about. I haven't paid attention enough to the consoles to see
it's
why.
So frustrating to me.
I don't know, like, what is the holdup here? Like, I don't understand why they're having such a hard time getting shit to run.
I don't either. I don't understand why there's a holdup from fundamentally being able to get it to run.
Yeah.
Because I can't imagine that there's actually a holdup other than them just being like, well, we don't really want to flip the Switch.
Yeah.
Because what if there's somebody playing on a 4:3 ratio CRT?
Yeah.
And you're like, they aren't plugging in a PS5.
And if they are,
it's just not happening. Yeah, literally. And if they are, they have 9,000 adapters converting that back to a serial port.
Yeah.
We don't care about them.
It's wild.
What TV natively does 30?
None.
Like modern TV that's like its selling point on the sticker in Best Buy is I do 30 hertz.
I think we're getting to the point now where with a lot of TVs where 30 FPS is a fucking problem because it's like too slow.
Right. What monitor in Best Buy says it's doing 30?
Yeah, we're up to like 540 now, aren't we?
We
on
can
some
be.
Like high end
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, with like the crazy things.
But like 240 is the standard now, Asus it seems maybe. Like.
240 is only the standard in certain models as well. It usually requires a, it's usually also not 4K.
Well, usually, so
it's
like
usually
my.
Like 2K at 240.
My.
Also 240 is an unnecessary.
I think like the most popular, I think the mainstream monitor at this point is 1440p 240 hertz.
That might be true. I believe that.
But.
I mean, mine's 144 hertz at 2K.
Yeah. Which it was the standard when we
right,
got
right,
our
when
monitors.
We got them. And I also, you don't need above 144.
And
just straight up, you don't.
And like now it's like you can get 1440p with 360, I'm pretty sure.
Right. Yeah, I believe that. Yeah, because I think the 4K one is 540, and I think that's a specifically like Asus one or something.
Yeah.
But it's stupid. It's stupidly
yeah.
priced.
Well, like all the OLEDs are like.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah.
Something.
Those are
monitors.
They're man. Pretty. And expensive.
Yeah. All right, number 8. Yellow Brick Games has announced its debut title, Eternal Strands. Chief Creative Officer Mike Laidlaw, who is best known as the former creative director of the Dragon Age franchise, co-founded Yellow Brick Games in Quebec City, Canada in February 2020. Quote, at the heart of the Eternal Strands beats a revolutionary new system for gameplay interactions. Heat spreads, cold chills, and real-time destruction allows for unprecedented reactivity and combat. In this third-person action-adventure game, you play as Bryn, a young and fearless weaver determined to recover her people's culture, cultural home by uncovering the mysteries of the Enclave, a once powerful nation that now lies dormant. Fight epic 25 meters high climbable creatures known as the Arcs.
That's such a weird thing to preface.
That is. While blending magical abilities with an arsenal of powerful weapons to keep the world from crumbling. Use the environment and extreme weather events to your advantage in battles against a big roster of fantastical creatures. Immerse yourself in a vast and rich lore where you will build relationships with a diverse cast of characters. End quote. Eternal Strands is being created by a team of 68 people using Unreal Engine 5.
I like everything I heard.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. I have a hard time. Every time I see Eternal Strands, I want to say Eternal Sands.
I also don't like Enclave as the name of a country.
I don't either.
I prefer it as the name of a group. As
knowing
most Enclaves are.
Knowing Mike Laidlaw. Not knowing him personally, but knowing
his work. I was going to say, you know Mike Laidlaw.
I suspect this is going to have a lot of current event topics baked into it. My guess is, just off the top of my head, my guess is, based on this premise, is it's going to have like a climate change theme going on.
It definitely could. I can see that. Buck, you got to stop.
Buck with the memes.
I hear you messaging me in Discord, and I know you're raiding right now.
With the memes.
And so it's probably not memes. Here's what it probably is. Damage meters, in which he is ultimately way too high and catching DPS players because he is a tank.
Too good.
Anyway, moving on to say, or moving on from the Buck thing, but to specifically just say the the 25 meter high thing is so weird, because the only way that you specifically mention is 25 meters high is if you assume that the main character is measured in meters as well, and they actively tell you, like, you are 2.5 meters high or something like that.
Yeah.
So then I need a reference point for how high 25 meters is in the game. Mm-hmm. Because if you just tell me that over there, it's 25 meters. Yeah. And I walk up to it and I go, how high is anything else in here? And they're like, what do you mean? And I'm like, that the 25 means nothing then. If I jump that in 3 jumps, oh, am I 10 meters tall? If I climb it in 4 hours, am I 0.2 meters tall? Like, I need another reference point to comparatively check scale.
Yeah.
But that's very Todd Howard to be like, there's a weather system.
Weather
over there.
System.
You can see it and you can go to it. And there's probably things happening. By the way, when we release the game, doesn't get implemented. But we want to talk about it.
Yeah.
Anyway, shall we go to GDC?
Sure.
Number 9 at GDC 2024, Canadian developer Piranha Games showcased new info and footage of MechWarrior 5 Clans, a standalone game and a first in a very long time to be narrative focused in this franchise. As suggested by the game's title, this will be a clan invasion story, diving into the period that changed the politics of the Inner Sphere for good. The plot will follow a promising young pilot who recently finished their intensive training on Huntress, the homeworld of the Smoke Jaguar Clan. The main character joins a squad, also known as Star, of 5 pilots from the same clan mobilizing to help their clansmen, I don't like any of this, in a full-scale invasion of the Inner Sphere, a pivotal moment in the BattleTech universe. The bond between the pilots will grow stronger with the progression of the campaign, which Piranha Games said will span a variety of planets through meticulously designed biomes, handcrafted maps, and missions. The game will include several new features, such as an updated mech lab, hardpoint, and omnipod system. Players will also find tools to direct allies, such as bird's eye style battle grid, and a quick command radial menu. MechWarrior 5 Clans will be released this year on Steam, PlayStation 5, and Xbox Series S and X, with crossplay support. I should read more video game IGN reviews.
All right.
You imagine if you were just watching the Game Awards and I didn't tell you that I was going to describe one of the games. And we're just sitting there and you hear me go, up next is a Bug Snacks-like event. And it's like,
what the fuck?
You didn't tell me you were, yeah, I love me some Frubies.
Jesus Christ.
I can't remember what the fuck that. Oh, Banoopies? Oh, God, is it Banoopies? They're like a banana split and something else. Like a banana split centipede, maybe?
I got nothing.
Dude, Bug Snacks is such a fun game. If you got like nothing, you just kind of need to throw something on in the background, Ray's Let's Play of Bug Snacks or his highlight video where it just kind of cuts it all.
I think we've watched it before.
His highlight video is like an hour or something. And it's still just like, yeah, this is just good, casual, wholesome fun.
Yeah.
Scoopy Badoopy. That's what the one says. That's what the one says. Because I think it's a banana split or something, and it's just that deep voice. Scoopy Badoopy.
Bugsnax is such a fucking weird game.
They bro. Are. And I love the weirdest thing is the whole, like, you feed. Why I don't know why I got into Bugsnax about this, but like, the whole thing is that when you feed a snack or whatever to, or
yeah,
maybe a snack or a resource to one of the villagers, and they gain like a strawberry arm or torso or whatever. Some of those, terrifying.
Oh, yeah.
And disgusting.
Oh, all right. Some of this stuff might rustle your...
I've already had my jimmies rustled.
Your jimmies, yeah. Rustle your jimmies. Get your panties in a twist.
You want to talk about us being old. Does anybody even know what that means anymore?
I don't even know what it means.
Do you know that... I believe...
Yes.
Well, first off, the obvious one is to, you know, tingle your testicles.
Yeah.
But I think sprinkles were called jimmies.
Okay.
And you'd rustle like a can of them. Now, I'm bullshitting so hard right now.
I was going to say, I don't know if that's right.
I believe they were 100% called jimmies. I believe that is true. Now, is the rustling jimmies referencing anything to do with that? Probably not. Because there's also other things that were called a jimmy that I don't know how you rustle those. Or Johnny? Jimmy.
I don't know. I know nothing anymore.
Jimmy?
Sure.
Probably condom slang.
It's probably, yeah.
Is it Jimmy?
I don't know. It sounds right.
We're too old at this point. Everybody tuned out. I don't know what Nate's talking about. He's ancient. He's a fossil.
All right, rumor roundup. Splinter Cell remake news might be inbound as Ubisoft Toronto has updated its official Facebook page with a profile picture and banner that's related to Splinter Cell.
Do you believe it?
Yes.
You believe that they're going to do a Splinter Cell remaster and not just shoehorn another agent into Rainbow Six Siege?
Yeah, it's too soon, so that's probably just a shoehorn. Probably just a DLC.
Well, I mean, remember, they did DLC Sam Lake in. That's why I'm like,
yeah.
I want them to do a new Splinter Cell.
Look, it might be announcing something at, like, Summer Games Fest or whatever. Maybe.
That's true.
I think it's too far out to be changing profile pictures and shit.
It depends on how much it actually says, like, Splinter Cell.
Yeah.
Is it just some green lines but no three lights? Well.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't look. I mean, it might be like, oh, we added Splinter Cell to Extraction whenever that comes out.
Do you mean X Defiant?
Yeah, X Defiant. Whatever.
Awesome. Well, either way, neither one of them are coming out. Or Division Heartland, not coming out.
Sony is planning a new PlayStation showcase for next month, according to a known insider Jeff Grubb. He thinks Silent Hill 2 Remake will be present.
They're going to do it again. They're going to do a fucking event before Summer Games Fest, and they're going to get overshadowed by everything at Summer Games Fest, and everybody's going to be like, why did you do what you did?
Yep. The upcoming Silent Hill 2 remake has been rated by the ESRB, and the ratings description might hint at some new explicit scenes.
Listen, there's only two that I can think of, and they're our favorite ones. Skin getting peeled off and hucked against the door.
Yeah, classic.
And then the one where she's like in hell underneath everything and the barbed wire is like coursing through her. Mm-hmm. Those are the only two that I can think of. Those are etched in my mind because I think I watched them when I was too young at the middle of the night. And I was like,
that's scarred me for life.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, I don't really often see somebody's skin ripped off and hucked against the door.
Yeah. You remember that. Jeff Grubb also thinks we'll see Gears of War 6 this summer. Another leaker agreed with that sentiment and said, quote, wait until you see Gear 6. People aren't ready.
When they say see it, do you think they mean come out or do they think they mean get announced?
Get announced.
I agree with that. I think there is a solid chance a game, Xbox's showcase that gets announced.
Yeah.
But I don't think you see it. I don't think you play it this year. That'd be interesting. No. That'd be wild. It'd be wild if Xbox successfully pulled off in 4 months you play this.
I'd be proud of them.
So would I. I'd be so happy.
Windows.
You're all grown up.
Windows Central's Jez Corden has teased that State of Decay 3 could be making an appearance at the June Xbox Showcase.
Is this whole thing June Xbox Showcase leaks?
Also from Jez Corden, Microsoft CVP and key Xbox innovator Kareem Chandri is leaving after 26 years at the firm. Microsoft is reportedly working on an AI-powered Xbox chatbot to help automate game refunds and support queries.
Can't wait till that gets turned against them.
Yep. Bungie's Marathon could feature third-person combat similar to Destiny's 2 dynamic gameplay.
Oh my god, figure out a game first. Don't release Marathon. You got Destiny 2 in like a broken state.
Yeah. Via Tom Henderson, a Prince of Persia roguelike from Dead Cells devs Evil Empire will be revealed later this month.
That would actually be interesting after how they did Sands of Time and people really like loved it.
Yeah.
And that same Dead Cells, Diary of Christmas Lights.
Mm-hmm.
There's a reference.
Oh, yeah.
I could see that being very well received.
Yeah, I agree. I think they should capitalize on what they're doing well right now.
Right, yeah. Because it's rare that you are doing anything well.
Yeah. According to a new report from Insider Gaming, the Pro Enhanced label will come back from the PlayStation 4 Pro days to indicate games that take full advantage of the system's power. In the case of the PlayStation 5 Pro, the label will be granted to games featuring a Pro exclusive display mode, which will combine PSSR, which is PlayStation Super Sampling, to upscale the 4K resolution, constant 60 frames per second, and additional or enhanced ray tracing effects. This will be possible thanks to faster RAM, faster GPU over the base model, blah, 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 blah.
Okay, fine. I already went on my graphics rant. I don't need to do another one.
This one might get you going.
No.
A Spanish YouTube channel was able to speak with a developer who was working on Tom Clancy's The Division 3 project, which was fired a few months ago by Ubisoft. Here are some details that they say will be in The Division 3. Okay, listen to this. This was a very long post that was translated from Spanish.
Okay.
The person translating it, I think they did like a Google Translate.
Okay, so it is pretty close, but not. There's definitely going to be misses.
There was things that I don't think translated well because they used probably a Spanish word that has multiple meanings or something like that.
Yeah.
So like I chopped out what I could, but it sounded like horse shit. Like it all sounded fake to me.
Yeah, I got you. All right, I'm not gonna look at it. I'm just gonna listen to what you say.
Okay, the city is Chicago. It will be completely independent of the previous installments, but some characters might return for DLCs or missions.
Okay, first thought, Chicago was a good city to do this in.
Yeah,
I don't have a problem with that. Like, I get Watchdog vibes, even though I'm pretty sure that was Detroit.
The city will be divided into zones, like is common in the series, and each area will initially be controlled by one of the six existing factions.
Interesting, they combine both of them.
This is where it gets weird and where they kind of lost me.
Okay. I don't hate six factions. That makes sense. You kind of keep everything going forward. Go ahead.
It sounds like factions are taking center stage, with the player able to align with factions through reputation, which may unlock certain stories or missions.
Huh?
They claim that the player can align with up to three factions. The Division itself is a faction.
Oh, okay.
What factions you align with will determine the story you follow. And they go into a whole thing about this, and they also talk about some of the factions, and that's where it got me. Where I was like, this doesn't sound right. You team up with
the cleaners? Like,
no, the factions aren't necessarily... That's where it confused me, because the way they talked about the factions, I think the factions are actually like good guys, kind of.
Right, but you don't have six... good guy factions.
Yeah, so I don't know if they're
unless you're acknowledging like individual branches of military.
I think they're going for this gray area, if this is true. Because the couple factions they talked about, which the names of the factions, I'm like, there's no way this is real.
Yeah.
One of them was called Warriors of Renaissance, I think.
Oh, sweet. So I get to wear a knight's armor and fight with a sword.
And what was the other ones? Renegades of the Abyss.
Now that's cool.
And basically they had little blurbs about what the factions were, and it basically was like, so you have the Division, the Division's like, you know, this basically well organized chain of command based section of the government that's trying to restore chaos from chaos. What we know of as the Division.
Right.
And then it's like, okay, the Renegades of the Abyss were like people who are like obsessed with finding out the like conspiracy behind how things, like how the events happen to make, you know, like every faction has like its little, like,
I'd rather them just like worship the darkness and live only in the subways.
Like every faction has their little shtick.
Yeah, yeah. It reminds me of Dying Light 2.
Okay.
And that whole faction system where they're like, yeah, depending on how you choose who you align with changes where the city goes and whatever.
Yeah.
And
I was like, so that's what they were saying. They were basically saying like, okay, yeah, based on what factions you choose, your story will change.
Not a huge fan of that in Division. I mainly because I just want so badly back Division 1.
Yeah, so I don't know. That was...
Open mind, though.
Yeah, yeah. We'll see, you know, how true that actually turns out to be. And that's it for Roundup.
All right, you know what that means. Questionable time.
Questionable.
Dragon's Dogma 2 has sold 2.5 million units. Right behind it, Ranch Simulator has sold 1 million units. Go on down to Ram Ranch. Embracer confirmed that Savvy Saudi Arabia was behind its $2 billion deal that fell through. We basically guessed that. Mm-hmm. Hellblade director and Ninja Theory co-founder, Tamin Antonidas. Yeah, I think that
was Antonidas is what I thought.
Yeah, I think I'm close enough with that. Is no longer at the Microsoft-owned studio. While A appears to have briefly worked on Hellblade 2, creative development is now being helmed by environment art director Dan Atwell, visual effects director Mark Slater Tunstall, and audio director David Garcia.
Which they should basically be done at this point.
Right. That's why I'm like, how development hell is this? Pretty bad?
I don't know, but the game apparently is only 8 or 9 hours long.
Oh, that's interesting. Interesting then. No, the Pokemon with Guns phenomenon Pal World has dropped its latest update. The big addition is Pal World's first raid boss, Bella Noir. An intense battle you can adjust the difficulty on for some big rewards. There's a whole lot more, so check out the update if you're interested. Number 6, Saber Interactive CEO Matthew Karch told IGN that the Knights of the Old Republic remake is alive and well. He swore he held up a newspaper to prove the correct date. Related, a Jeff Grubb quote on the topic, quote, "My understanding is that Sony wants nothing to do with it anymore, which is why I thought it was dead. Obviously, though, Saber still seems very determined, and I have a lot of trust in Saber." Number 7, Moonton Games and Riot Games have signed a settlement regarding their years-long dispute on IP rights. In 2017, Riot filed a lawsuit against Moonton's three titles, 2015's Magic Rush Heroes, 2016's Legends, 5v5 MOBA, and Mobile Legends Bang Bang, for willful and bad faith infringement of its IP. Newzoo's latest report says that global consumer spending for PC and console gaming has received a 2.6% increase, totaling $93.5 billion in 2023. A lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
Unity has announced it will no longer be selling or supporting Ziva Dynamics products and has entered an agreement with VFX and animation studio DNEG to license the software. Unity stated that the decision was made as part of its ongoing company reset and will shift its focus to its own tech. Nick Katsilapov, co-founder of Wargaming, has unveiled the investment firm Mika Games. The firm intends to raise $50 million in funding for the mobile games sector. Vladimir Putin has signed off on a plan to create Russia's own consoles and Steam-like platform.
Don't make me jump in.
Ubisoft, the next one. Ubisoft has confirmed that there will be an Ubisoft Forward event during Summer Games Fest 2024 on June 10th, probably where you're going to hear about everything that we already talked about.
Yeah, it's basically going to be Assassin's Creed. Assassin's Creed.
Oh, wow, interesting. All right.
Assassin's Creed.
Okay.
Skull and Bones.
Interesting. They even want to acknowledge it exists.
Yep. Maybe we'll get the Prince of Persia roguelike.
You don't think Just Dance?
Oh yeah, I mean we're gonna start off
open it with a dance sequence.
Yeah.
Okay.
Heartland.
Ubisoft. Nah, we're not seeing Heartland.
You don't think so?
Absolutely not.
X-Defiant.
I think they forgot that game exists. X-Defiant's gonna die before that happens.
I don't know what we see honestly, because like
I'm very curious if just Eve comes out and goes, "I'm sorry," and then just leaves.
And it just completes fucking.
It's just an empty stage.
Commits seppuku in front of the.
I don't even think he does that. I think it's just he comes out and says, "I'm sorry" in French, then just leaves, and the entire stage stays blank. The curtain doesn't drop, and everybody's just in there for the next hour going,
"Yeah." And I think it's gonna.
That's the end of the entire press conference.
I think it's gonna be, you know, Just
Comes
Dance.
But he comes out and says, "I'm sorry" after the Just Dance number.
The Just Dance number kicks confusing. Off.
Okay.
And then it slowly turns into Ubisoft employees dancing, bringing Yves Guillemot onto stage to a guillotine where they behead him. Number 12.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Ubisoft has confirmed that... you already did the one. 13. A new PlayStation Portal firmware update is now available for download, reportedly bringing performance and image quality improvements. It also stops users from being able to use the device as an emulator for PlayStation games. Brenda Panagrossi has been appointed as Ubisoft's U.S. General Manager. Panagrossi previously served as Ubisoft's Vice President and Executive Publisher. Jeremy Rich has announced that he has joined Sony as the head of the product management for live service games. Before his new role, he worked at Bungie as its managing director of revenue.
That makes a lot of sense.
And product management.
The company that you've complained about publicly that hasn't got their shit together about live service games, which is the reason you bought them. You then hired the guy from Bungie.
Not a smart move. The highly anticipated Hollow Knight Silksong has received an Xbox store page complete with an ESRB rating. Quick reminder that Nintendo will be shutting down online play for 3DS and Wii U early next week.
Surprising.
Bungie plans to show off its delayed Destiny 2 expansion, The Final Shape, next week.
Okay.
Sony president, COO, and CFO Hiroki Totoki officially began his role as interim CEO of PlayStation this week. So he's president, COO, CFO, and CEO.
Hell yeah, Hiroki Totoki. You have so many C titles after your name.
You're only missing one more stone, and then you have the entire Infinity Gauntlet. You think
they're all on his door.
It just trails off. That would be great. A new range of officially licensed t-shirts based on The Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom is coming to Uniqlo soon. Discord has planned to roll out its new sponsored advertising this week. Not sure if that actually happened.
I don't know when it's going to happen. It'll happen eventually. I just hope I never see it.
Yeah. Gross. As does everyone.
But hey, it's been 7 days. What you been up to?
I listened to the audiobook of Project Hail Mary. That's okay. The Andy Weir one. It was interesting. They're making it a movie, I guess. As well.
Oh, okay.
Well,
you finished it before that.
Yeah. I started listening to it before I knew it was being made into a movie.
Oh, I got you.
Apparently it's got Ryan Gosling attached to it.
Oh, of course it does.
Watched an anime as I do. I started getting into manga, so that's, you know, another level of
God, you're a weeb.
Fucking weebin' that you're I'm doing.
A fucking weeb. Weeb.
We not were. Just manga, so I'm reading Initial D. I decided to read it. I've never actually read the manga.
Okay. I mean, and that's fair. That's Initial yeah. D.
And then there's a new anime that came out, a Korean anime.
Okay.
Called Solo Leveling.
I have seen a lot of commercials.
Yes. You've probably seen a lot of memes from it, too.
Oh, of course.
Or maybe not. I don't know.
Not yet.
But I was
unless
like, oh.
I don't know what I'm looking at, then maybe.
I was like, oh, I'll check it out. Because, like, a lot of times, you have to wait for the second seasons on things, but there's right. this new trend with anime to where they're like, they're here, fucking banging here we them go. Out. Yeah.
All right.
But I picked that up and that's not technically manga. Korea has a different word for it. That's like a play on it. It's like Mawa or Mauga or something. I don't know.
It's yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And that's about it. What else have I done? Nothing else exciting really.
Right.
Trying to survive.
The fucking same, brother.
Yeah.
Same.
Yep. Did the, you know, had to kit out more of my dad kit. I ordered a hard tonneau cover for my truck.
There you go.
So I could be a dad. A 30-year-old, 30, 40-year-old dad.
This is my dad cover. It goes over the bed of my truck.
Yeah.
Look at it, dad. It says dad.
I can fit so much useless shit in this thing.
Slap the hood of it and it's just diapers. You're like, look at that.
I fit so many diapers in here. What have you been up to?
I have been suffering.
Yes.
Sleep deprived. I'm ready to pass out as I sit here. So it'll be, hopefully it will be a solid night of full sleep.
It's nice that I'm not the most tired one in the room.
Yeah, no, it's rare that we're in this position.
Yes.
But I am ready to go. Otherwise, no, it's been the same. I'm kind of in a hovering pattern. I need to pick up a couple things. Like I need to get back to Like a Dragon. I've been playing MLB The Show. A little bit of WoW, a little bit of Plunderstorm, a little bit of whatever.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of Balatro, a little bit of yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
But. Nothing too crazy. New WoW season doesn't drop until the end of the month. I'm not going hard for it anyway because it's the final season where they're just kind of like, yeah, we're not really doing much. So when new gear, who gives a shit? Get ready for the new expansion.
Yeah, the expansion is supposed to be this year, right?
Yeah, it's fall.
That's wild.
Yeah. So then I'll be going hard.
Yeah.
That's when, you know, I don't sleep on purpose.
A lot of hype around this one. Yeah.
I don't know yet. Like, I'm excited for a couple things, right? I'm excited for the account-wide bank. I'm excited for the whole warband thing where it's like, hey, your account is you, not just your characters. The login screen change of having four of your characters, like, posed and all that stuff, right? Simple things. The hero talent system, I'm intrigued by, but I'm kind of, like, you know, trepidatious at the same time. I like the fact that it's a saga, so you kind of have an idea where you're going, but I've stayed away from truly seeing, other than like what BlizzCon did, of seeing anything of like people testing PTR or Alpha or actually like going down into those levels and worlds and whatever. And I'm like, I don't know how much I want to know.
Yeah.
Now, like around September, I'll know more just through osmosis anyway. And then I'll probably have my hype levels in a correct spot. But right now, I'm just kind of like, all right, yeah, cool, new one's coming. And, you know, I always enjoy a new WoW one, no matter what. At least for the first, like, week. So, yeah, we'll see.
That's crazy.
Anything else?
There was something I was going to look up and that was relevant to the conversation, but I totally forgot what it was. So,
all right,
I'm going to say no.
That being said, we'll see you in 7 days. Goodbye. Go to bed. See you later.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kyler Tsinis.
Kayla Itsinis. I'm Kyler Tsinis, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.